Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day has been mostly sunny across Israel, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa, and a gentle breeze providing some relief in Jerusalem. Tonight, we can expect a mild and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, international contention continues as 8 more countries condemn Israel's E1 settlement plan, according to the Jerusalem Post from a short time ago. Also, Turkey seeks an international arrest warrant for Netanyahu over genocide allegations, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Pezeshkian calls for ending war from position of strength, while Kalibaf warns Iran won't endure under economic stranglehold, as I24 News informs us. Separately, the UK threatens sanctions after Israel opens bids for E1 settler homes. This comes from a report by JTA earlier today. And finally, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, and Canada have also condemned Israel's actions regarding the E1 settlements. Here's what people are saying online. Not a good Jewish girl, commenting on Middle Eastern history, posted just minutes ago that her education in history and art history has given her a more accurate perspective than many specialists. Carmel Melamed, a journalist, wrote moments ago that U.S. news outlets are failing to report on Iran's current situation, highlighting a massive fuel shortage. I24 News English reported a short time ago on Pezeshkian's call to end the war from a position of strength, with warnings that Iran might not withstand the economic pressure. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the international condemnation of Israel's E1 settlement plan. 8 countries, including Jordan and the UAE, have voiced their opposition. The plan involves expanding housing in a critical corridor near Jerusalem. The Jerusalem Post highlights the growing diplomatic pressure on Israel to halt these developments. This could strain Israel's relations with multiple key regional players. Turning to Turkey's move against Netanyahu, Turkey has requested Interpol to issue an international alert for the Israeli leader. This stems from accusations related to alleged genocide and crimes against humanity. Ynet reports this decision could further complicate Israel's diplomatic ties with Turkey, potentially impacting regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, in Iran, there's a dual narrative from its leaders. According to I24 News, Pezeshkian urges a strong stance to end the ongoing conflict. At the same time, Kalibaf warns of the nation's economic fragility. This internal tension could affect Iran's foreign policy and its regional influence. The UK and several other countries have threatened sanctions over Israel's latest move on E1 settlements. The JTA notes this action comes as a stern warning to Israel, potentially leading to economic repercussions. The development may force Israel to reconsider its settlement strategies. On the economic front, first, Sephora Collection has opened its doors in Israel with 5 new stores, as reported by Ynet Business. This move could signal broader retail expansion in the country. Separately, Zim Integrated Shipping Services reported robust financial results, according to Globes. The company experienced a significant profit increase in the last quarter, despite challenges in the shipping industry. And finally, KeyTech reports that the shekel's strength against various currencies is due to increased exports and foreign investments. This trend underscores the shekel's resilience in the global market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.